You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're in the middle of fantasy football, the hype for fantasy football, and you've got a chance to be in Lance's league. Join him out at Twin Peaks Kirby next Thursday, August 22nd from 7 to 9 for his live ESPN fantasy football draft. The first three listeners to call in right now will get to play in the fantasy football league with Lance. First place wins a $100 gift card, but make sure you can attend the draft at Twin Peaks Kirby next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. So the first three callers at 713-780-3776 win a spot in Lance's fantasy football league. Your buddy Lance will be ready at Twin Peaks.
Love you guys, man. Let's go. Let's get it.
By the way, the fantasy football. Thanks, Sean. The fantasy football world is right now all a buzz about what to do with Ezekiel Elliott, because last year a lot of people said, "I don't care about this stupid holdout by Le'Veon Bell. He'll come in and get his money and he'll play. I'm drafting him second." And everyone jumped on Le'Veon Bell, and then he was the guy that set out the whole year. And people couldn't, once they had him for 4 weeks, they couldn't get rid of him because they said, well, he could come back at any time, And then people ended up burning up their whole season on Le'Veon Bell. So now the question is Ezekiel Elliott out of the top four picks in fantasy football? Because he is a workhorse. He does get the ball a ton through the air, on the ground. Now, he has not been a big touchdown scorer the last 2 years. It's kind of been a surprise. After, you would think with all those carries that he would have a bunch of touchdowns. But last year, I think he had six. The year before, seven, I believe. The first year, he was double digits. He has not been double digits the last 2 years. But so in fantasy football world, there is a conversation about how afraid of you are Ezekiel Elliott after what happened with Le'Veon Bell. And I think it's a legitimate topic. I mean, I can see, even if you miss two games, I mean, you know, in fantasy football, if you're not in the Super Bowl, the last game doesn't matter anyway, but the next to last game doesn't matter for week, what would in essence be week 15 of the actual 16-week game season. You're not going to have anybody for 16. Those leagues don't exist. I mean, they shouldn't, and they're bad leagues if they do. Week 15 is your Super Bowl. That's, once again, it's week 15 of, if there's 16 weeks in a season. I'm not counting the bye week. So what you're looking at is, if you don't get him at the early stages of the year, you really are paying a premium price for a guy who's not going to play nearly as many games for you as another running back's going to play for someone else. And it doesn't look like there's any movement with Zeke. Now, before you guys comment on that, I want to get to the Jadeveon Clowney thing. So what I've heard is that it's less about their concerns with Jadeveon. I think there are some potential concerns about what will Jadeveon do with more money and more time, meaning, or more guaranteed money. Will he work? Is he going to kind of put it in cruise control? The big concern right now, from what I understand, is that that number is so high on Jadeveon Clowney that the Texans just feel like, we're just not paying you Aaron Donald money. I mean, we're not. We're not going to give you money like you're the best defensive lineman in pro football up in that category. And if you fundamentally say we're not going to do that, and on the other side, Jadeveon and Bus Cook are going to be aggressive in pushing for that, I think the Texans realize they are never going to get to the same number with Clowney. And if that's going to be the case, they may as well move on. Now, what you brought up is accurate. Oh, by the way, this concerns me a little bit. So I've been digging around on the Duke Johnson trade, and pretty much everybody I've talked to, which has been about eight people, when I asked for a value assessment of that, they all said, oh, that's a six-round pick, at most a fifth. You don't give up more than a fifth for Duke Johnson. And somebody else told me that's the highest running back trade since Trent Richardson. They traded a first rounder for Trent Richardson. Is that true? What was the deal with Le'Veon? I can't remember what Le'Veon was. Didn't they have to trade for Le'Veon? No, because he was. Oh, that's right. He was just a free agent because the season ended.
So they got a third for him.
So supposedly that's the highest trading of a draft pick for a running back since Trent Richardson was a first rounder from the Indianapolis Colts in what was an atrocious deal from the Colts. Is that possible? That Duke Johnson, a third down back, got a third? That was just really disheartening to hear. I figured it was 5 to 4, and they said, no, it's a 6 that you put an escalator in that goes to a 5th. And pretty much everyone said 6th, 5th, 6th, 6 to a 5th, 5th. I said, well, what about 4th? No. Why would you get 4th? He was a third running back on the team. There's no leverage for the Browns. Oh, what about a 3rd? No, that's the wrong direction. No, I just told you no on a 4th. Why would you be asking about 3rd? Yeah, well, what about a 3rd, though? No, that's just dumb. Oh.
Yeah, a 4th to a 3rd. No, immediately it was like, what? That's way too much. Yeah. Way too much. And you might have wanted him in here now, but, you know, what with not being able to play ever. But you
Cleveland
know,
would have eventually folded. They would have eventually folded.
Yeah, they would have folded. They would have folded right before the season started. He's not coming in. We got to do whatever.
He's got money coming to him.
Well, but that's
the
difference between Dorsey, Elliott Wolf, Alonzo. They've been doing this for how long versus Bill O'Brien just going, yeah, okay. Honestly, Bill O'Brien doesn't know that. Apparently, if you're going to be the GM, you should have some experience in trading and knowing values of players.
It's going to be for compensatory third, I guess, is from what I'm hearing. It will be the Texans are expecting a compensatory third, and that's what it's going to be. Well, no. I mean, so one could argue, well, that's basically the beginning of the fourth. It doesn't matter. The whole thing is, and some people will consider this minor, but it is indicative of the problem you have that a head coach does not have the experience to understand the value system that's alive and well in the NFL. There's a way that they value different things. And so it's got to also concern you that they may not understand how to get rid of Clowney and what to do. And if Clowney is really asking for Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald type money, he's going to really be hard to trade. Because not only is it already hard based on the fact that, you know, teams may not want to give up that draft pick right now.
Well, they're not giving up a draft pick, though. It's got to be player for player because no one's giving up a draft pick for a promise that he's going to sign. It's got to be for another player that you are going to have a hard time signing. It's going to be a guy that's coming up on a free agent year that you're saying, oh, this guy's going to ask too much.
Or like a Dwayne Brown situation where you're going to have to guarantee money to an older player.
Right. Or like a Trent Williams situation.
Yeah.
Who won't come into camp.
I still think you can get it done for a draft, but everything has to be worked out behind.
But
the
why?
Scenes.
No, I'm not. Are you kidding me? Giving up a second rounder for a guy that would only be there for 1 year? There's no chance.
That's only if you believe that he wouldn't stay there. If you are willing to meet their demands, if you already know what his contract number is and you're willing to meet their demands,
but he can still become a free agent, Lance.
He could.
And someone else can give him his demands.
But this is the handshake agreement you'd have to have.
Oh, right. But you can't. But you are you really are you going to trust that?
I think Bus Cook is a guy that I would trust. Yeah, I think Bus Cook is a guy I would trust.
Okay, maybe.
I think I would trust Bus Cook, but you know, it is a concern that that all of a sudden somebody else gets a giant payday and they feel like the whole. Now, I think the concern you have would be: is there another defensive lineman that is going to reset the bar, and that's not going to be the case. So I'm not really worried about that. I think the number is pretty well set with what Jadeveon's looking for. The question is, does anyone think a guy who's never had 10 sacks is going to be worth paying Khalil Mack money to?
Mm-mm.
And that's going to be hard.
The answer is there's
too many teams that have analytics people who have really studied the contracts and who understand value now. It's going to be really hard.
There's too many people that want to hear you talk about St. Arnold's.
I don't blame them, to be honest with you. I really don't blame them. St. Arnold, we were there for a talking football last week when I was out there and met met some really cool listeners. We actually had a blast. And the St. Arnold beers were flowing at the table. There were some lawnmowers, but these guys were seasoned St. Arnold drinkers, so they had their own favorite beers that were flowing out there, and it was a great location. The beer garden and the restaurant, there's fantastic food, One guy had a pizza at the table for himself. I was like, dude, you're eating the whole pizza? Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm eating the whole pizza. For the first time, I had the fire emoji chicken. And let me tell you something. I had that chicken sandwich. It's not really a lie. There is truth in branding. It is a hot fire emoji sandwich. I can tell you that right now, but it is delicious as well. You can have all kinds of great food to go along with your great beer at St. Arnold. St. Arnold says, come on out and enjoy yourself at the bar and the beer garden and the restaurant, and pick up a St. Arnold. The Lawnmower is what I'm drinking at 4.9% alcohol. It's not going to, you know, it's the one that sits nice and easy with you. You can have a few in this hot weather, in this hot outside conditions when you're out on that patio with their big ass fans blowing the wind. It's really a comfortable time out on their patio, believe it or not, even in this Texas heat. So enjoy a St. Arnold. That's the company that is the original craft brewery here in Houston, and they're still independent after 25 years. StArnold.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Landon Steve says, if Miami trades a second for Clowney, leaves in free agency, would Miami be eligible for a third-round compensation pick? That doesn't seem like a huge drop to have a guy for a year and then have his first shot at him in free agency. But it would be a top of the second pick, which is just off the first round because they're going to suck. And then it would be almost a fourth rounder.
Let me double check. I'm not sure that you're eligible if you trade for the contract. I got to double check. There are some rules with the...
Really?
Yeah, there's some rules. I got to make sure that he wasn't signed. There's certain guys who aren't eligible for that. I'm double check while we're talking.
Well, even if it was, it'd be the Texans would pick up a top of the second round, just off the first round, and you would be giving, and then you would get in return almost a fourth rounder. So that's for 1 year, especially a team that sucks. Why do you want a Jadeveon Clowney? That was the question in Miami. Why do they want a Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, if they could lock him in, that's a different
story.
But if
they need edge rush.
Yeah, but for what? To lose? They're trying to get Tua or Herbert or Love or somebody good.
Well,
that's the plan this year.
I think you you accrue talent, and I mean, if your quarterback play isn't good, you're going to be bad anyway. But
who ends up not being great?
Well, then what?
I mean, that's everybody. What if you suck? What if you tank? What if you tank and you take Mark Appel?
This is the thing. This is why the tanking method and methodology is for losers. It truly is for losers, literally and
That's Miami.
Figuratively. Well, but the point is, you build a team independent of where your quarterback stands. You build a team and you evaluate talent. You're more than a quarterback. You're always going to be more than a quarterback. You have to have other good players, and so you build team. You build players.
Well, meanwhile,
and by the way, Miami has so many picks that
they can
move up whenever they want. They have so many that they could finish in the middle league and still get to
a top. But they're still tanking.
But they have enough picks that even if they were surprised and Rosen plays better than they thought, or Fitzpatrick wins them four games they didn't want to win, and they have Clowney on the roster, they could trade up and get their guy. They have enough picks to do it.
Yeah. Well, the whole key is whether or not he'd do a long-term deal.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even go. He said no immediately. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to Miami. So, I mean, that's not even an option. So, beat it, Miami. You suck anyway. Nobody wants to live there.
No one lives in Miami.
No one wants to live in Miami.
No, Jimmy Butler just said, told Philly the EAD, and he went to go live in Miami.
Congratulations. You're a step above Philly. The worst place in the world to live.
He picked Miami over Houston.
No, he didn't. No one wanted him.
Now what?
They didn't want him in Houston. They didn't want him in Houston.
Would you like to have that discussion?
Houston really
couldn't
do it.
Really?
Really.
They didn't want him?
No.
Houston didn't want him?
I couldn't do it.
What do you mean they couldn't do it?
Okay, Chris Paul's contract.
All Miami gave up was Josh Richardson to get Jimmy Butler.
The Rockets couldn't do it with the cap.
But they were interested, right?
No.
That's a lie.
Daryl Morey was just blowing smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, why don't you play Bill O'Brien talking.
Speaking of blowing smoke.
Well, I'm not so sure it is. Let's hear Bill O'Brien talking about Matt Khalil as left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a really good camp. You know, it's hard to judge in a practice setting. Sometimes, you know, you can't hit the quarterback, you know what I mean? So quarterback may be holding the ball sometimes, try to get the guys open. So, you know, I think he's had a very consistent camp. He's a really good guy to coach, very smart player, good guy in the room. He's got everything you're looking for.
I'll tell you what, I mean, this is one of the major problems. Well, that and how much Jadavion's asking for. But Bill O'Brien just loves a good guy in the locker room. Look, a good guy in meetings. Just a good, I mean, all right, since today's, those are the odds Thursday.
It's not a thing.
It is a thing.
No, it's what are the odds Wednesday.
It's on my other show.
Yeah, it's on your show, so you should know it happened yesterday.
It's on my other show, The Blitz. So, these are the odds Thursday. Lance? The odds that Matt Khalil starts all 16 games for your Houston Texans?
I'm going to make it 50%.
Whoa, oh my God.
What, did you think it'd be higher or lower?
Way lower.
You have to assume,
first of all, that he stays healthy. Secondly, you have to assume that his play is good enough to start.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm going 18%.
No, I'd go higher than that.
No.
Although on tape, I did think that I thought Titus Howard was bad at guard for the Texans. I'll just say it. He terrified me. Watching the tape, I was like, oh, my sweet Jesus, what have we done? And then I watched him at tackle, and I was like, okay, there's still some holes. But he is clearly a better tackle than guard. The idea that you can just shift a tackle, no matter what Ken Hoffman tells you, the idea that you can just shift a tackle into guard, that's not necessarily a thing. It depends. Like for Max Sharping, it worked perfectly. For Titus Howard, it doesn't. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to go on record right now after one preseason game. And I don't – now, remember now, I watched a kid in college. I watched him at the Senior Bowl. I watched his, I saw his workout numbers and all that stuff, and then saw him in OTAs. He's got some physical things that really concern me. He's not a good bender. He doesn't move laterally all that well.
You're talking about Howard.
I'm talking about Titus Howard. Yeah. Now, he does, it for run game stuff, I think his run game stuff is going to be a problem. I think he's going to be an issue at guard in the running game. I do, however, believe that he's much better in pass sets and in pass protection, and I think that. And that's the weird thing is that lateral movement as a run blocker versus pass setting, they are two totally different things. And so you can look a little stiff in one movement and not as stiff in the other, if that makes sense. I know it doesn't. It actually doesn't make sense, but that happens all the time. And I think Titus Howard's going to be okay at tackle. I think the guard thing just the faster they shift him out to tackle, and that would make you a winner on your Matt Khalil bet. The faster they shift him out to tackle and let him play, the better. Well, this guard thing is not going to
work. Well, I thought originally you just throw him out of left tackle and let's go. Khalil is a project. Matt Khalil is a reclamation project. He is not somebody in anchor. Well, we got that set. No, you got to see whether or not the guy can play. You're just plugging him in when you drafted a guy that you thought was going to be your left tackle. Throw him out there. I honestly don't think Titus Howard is going to be any worse than Matt Khalil.
All right. By the way, I talked to our resident analytics director, Tyler Overly, who says, yes, after the season is over, he would be considered a free agent for the Miami Dolphins, and so they would get the compensatory pick if he walked.
So even still, top of the second versus the end of the third is a big price to pay for one year.
But here's the thing, though. Number one, you're acting like there's no chance at all that you can sign a guy.
Well,
trading
right.
For him,
well, there is no chance that Miami can sign him.
You get ahead. Why?
Because he won't even go there.
Well, yeah. Why would he not go there? Does he not want to play for the Dolphins?
Yes. He said, Lance, this is what we've been talking about. I tweeted this out. He said, I'm not going to Miami.
You're not verified.
Yeah, you
people
don't have a check mark.
Twitter said you're a fan.
You're a fan without a check mark. So can we trust it was your complete thoughts?
I don't know what up 12 is. I don't know what that is. But they said the checkmarkless, no bio Twitter guy.
Well, that's what you are.
Well, but
isn't that you have no
John
bio, right?
Care
I don't care.
Do you
enough.
Write on your
first
bio?
Of all? I don't care well, enough to get a checkmark or write anything in my bio.
Well,
I don't care enough.
See, that's
but then they said. But we found out that he actually co-hosts a show with NFL Network's Lance Erline. So maybe he does know
well,
something.
Well, yeah, because Lance gave you credibility.
Then they called you a fan. Then they called you,
another
where's
person,
your flag?
Fanboy.
Are you flying a flag at your house?
Speaking of guys that were a little stiff, let's
maybe
talk about
Coors Light flag.
Speaking of guys that were a little stiff, let's talk about Jeff Aronoff
Whoa.
For a minute here. So, what? He's rock hard.
No, he puts rock hard stuff in your house.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't walk around rock hard.
Well, I don't know that. Do you know that? Well, how
you should know that. You hang out with him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. He might be walking around rock hard right now. I have no idea.
But when you're with him, is he rock hard?
No.
All right, then.
No, but I don't know what he's doing now. I have no idea.
Well,
I'm not going to assume.
It is the morning. Who knows what he's doing?
No one knows. But I do know this. I know that he's got rock hard stuff with him. He's probably carrying it right now. Probably not. He's probably got guys to carry his rock hard stuff. But here's the deal. If you need marble, you need granite, you need tile, you need stone, you need a patio, you need an outdoor kitchen, you need... Okay, you're building a hotel. All your countertops, all of your vanities. Jeff Aronoff does that. That's what he'd do. Now... He will come to your home or business and do a job, but it's gonna be a big job. It's gonna be something that, you know, again, oh, can you replace that stone? No. I need to see that step. Can you fix? No, he doesn't do that. He puts in entire outdoor kitchens. He did that for us. Spectacular. Helped us sell our house. If you're somebody that thinks, well, I'm never going to sell my house, well, guess what? It's never going to happen. You're never going to sell your house. You got to put money into it. And you got to have somebody that's going to make it look awesome, and that's Jeff Aronoff, an absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, absolute marble and granite.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
It is fantasy football time, and you can be in Lance's league. You can join him out at Twin Peaks, Kirby, next Thursday, August 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. for his live ESPN fantasy football draft. The first three listeners to call in now at 713-780-3776 will get to play in his fantasy football league. First place wins a $100 gift card, but make sure you can attend the draft at Twin Peaks Kirby next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. So that'll be next Thursday. And tonight, which is Thursday night, the listener appreciation party. And I know John, because he's been scared the entire show, tried to scare you guys with how hot it'll be. It's actually, the air conditioning is on. It's cooled down, and it'll continue to cool down. So everybody show up if you're invited. Listener appreciation party tonight.
And don't show up if you're not invited.
Yeah, don't show up. You won't get in.
By the way, I think next Tuesday we're going to be at College Station with our Jimbo Fisher Fest, right?
Yep.
I got a text yesterday from Aggie Todd. So
how about
Thursday,
they lost their all-world tight end?
Who?
Cooper Cup.
Baylor Cup.
Yeah, he's out for the season. Broke his leg.
He's a freshman or JC?
He's a freshman. But they said he was like one of their keys to their recruiting class and broke his leg. Yeah.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. A tibia or a fibia or one of them ibias.
By the way, I looked at all the quarterbacks, and I'm going to say it again. Shea Patterson was a little better than I thought, so I'm gonna be on the Michigan train early in the season. I think this is the year they get past Ohio State. Michigan is in the playoffs for me.
Wow, yeah, and their defense is so good. They just—I don't know—they got that Ohio State.
Of course, can't get past it.
It's in the Big House this year.
It hasn't mattered the last almost entire decade.
But they have actually
those teams have played Ohio State way better than the talent levels would lead you to believe until last year, where the cornerbacks just couldn't cover.
No.
They've actually been pretty competitive in that game.
Can they cover this year?
Yeah, they'll cover the number.
Well, no, but you said they're going to get
cover the receivers.
Yeah. No, I think, there's no Paris Campbell. There's no Terry McLaurin. There is Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, three guys they lost. And the quarterback issues as well for Ohio State, potentially.
They lost their starting right tackle. They lost their start. I'm telling you, at some point, every team, it catches up with every team. Bama's the one team that seems to, and Clemson now, they seem to be able to just roll right through it. Hey, I had an article that I wrote about. I had to grade the 2016 draft.
For SportsMap?
No, for NFL.com.
Then why would we read it if it's not on SportsMap?
Is it on SportsMap?
Well, SportsMap's already got its 1 million viewers.
No,
so we're doing good.
Are you
that.
Contributing to SportsMap?
Yeah. What are you doing for SportsMap?
Videos.
When's the last time you were in a video?
Yeah.
It was me and John. You weren't there, Dell. You wouldn't know.
No, when's the last time?
Yeah, well, he would know because he's always
there. All I have to do is look at it. What do you mean I wouldn't know? When's the last time you were in a video?
I think his last week is sure.
Mm, John, were you in a video for last week?
Last week-ish?
Ish? What does the ish mean?
Ish.
You know what ish means, Dell?
Yeah, it means you're full of it is what it means.
Now Eagles fans are mad at me because I gave Carson Wentz a B+. Sorry I gave your quarterback a B+ since he's ended two of the 3 years on the IR. My bad. And wasn't there when they won the Super Bowl. Sorry, Eagles fans. But anyway, what do you think I gave Will Fuller? That was one of the hardest ones that I had to do was Will Fuller.
C+.
I gave him a C+.
I know, because you told me that 2 days ago.
Let me make sure I didn't change my grade to B-.
I told you B-, and you said no, I gave him a C+.
What would you give him, Dell?
I mean, injury.
Highly effective when he plays, but he's not available. You have to be available.
I would probably be in that that C to C+ range, because his absence really
it had a big impact.
And it has an impact on the entire team when he's not available to play. Changes their offense.
The only Fs, it was C+. The only Fs I gave, and I did give some Fs, I gave an F to Corey Coleman, the Cleveland Browns, for their drafting of Corey Coleman. I gave an F to, I did give some sweet D+'s out, like Eli Apple. I gave a D for Vernon Hargreaves to... The Eli Apple was a little weird because Eli Apple was a starter at times for the Giants, but he was such a malignant presence in the locker room that he was a real problem in dealing. You know, he was a real problem for coaches, for teammates. I mean, I would have made it an F, except that he went to the Saints and actually played pretty decent for the Saints last year. So, but the pick for the Giants, it did bring back, a fourth rounder in exchange. So you did get a fourth out of it. So I just went D+, or I went D. Now I gave an F to, I gave a D+ for Josh Doctson to the Washington Redskins. Shaq Lawson, Buffalo Bills, D+. F, Paxton Lynch. F, Josh Garnett from the San Francisco 49ers. And then the D- for Robert Kimdichie. For Arizona, D, Vernon Butler, Carolina. Did your squad not have a pick?
Is Kimdichie?
Oh, Laramie Tunsil.
Is Kimdichie still alive?
Yeah, the Dolphins just signed him.
Hmm. Yep.
Well, okay, that doesn't mean he's still alive.
No, because if he can actually sign
they're trying to lose.
No,
so
but if he can,
they
sign
could
a
sign
a
dead
no, but
guy.
You asked if he was alive and he actually signed a contract. A dead guy can't sign a contract.
Well, somebody could sign a... Hey, dead guys vote all the time in America.
Yeah, because America doesn't have any issues with their elections and polling places. Right.
Guys had waste management jobs for years. Where do I send the check? Don't worry about it. Just put it right here. We'll get it to the people.
Hey, just send the check. Stop asking so many questions.
What's with the questions?
What am I, Alfredo, to you?
Is Damon Harrison your son's favorite player?
No. His favorite player is T.Y. Hilton.
Wow,
a traitor.
He's 100% traitor. He jumped right over. He went right from Cardinals to Colts. He skipped Texans completely.
I would have thought it would be Snacks. Snacks is his
favorite. Snacks Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows there's another player with Snacks, but No. And by the way, Snacks got a bit of bad news yesterday. My daughter went to go see a bone specialist because she's had those issues with those small fractures in her arms. She's got those skinny little arms. And so while they were there, they said, oh, we can tell you how tall your kids are going to be. And so they take the mom's height, the dad's height. They do a reversal on the dad's height into if he was a woman, then what would his height reverse to? And then they give you a range. I don't know how they do it. And then they give you a range of where your kids.
So now we're going by height. We don't even know what gender we are anymore when we're measuring height.
It's fluid. John, you know people get to choose.
Yeah. Sexuality. What happened to just, oh, I think he's going to be
fluid,
a big
John.
Kid.
Sexuality and gender and now height are fluid, John.
Height is fluid. I identify right now. I identify as 6'2", but realistically I'm probably – you know, as you get older, you start to squat down or whatever. I'm probably more 6'1", 6'1.5", but I identify as a 6'2" person.
So I'm not going to assume what your height is.
And do you know which bathroom you can use? Is that determined by your height?
Well, no, I've always used a men's bathroom.
I don't think you should.
So here's what I have done. I'll admit this right here on the air. I don't even care. On weekends when I've gone up to do my draft stuff, you know what I like to do? Because, you know, here's what I don't like. I don't like being in there taking care of other business other than number one business. I don't like it when Mr., you know, Fancy Pants tries to pull up in the stall next to me, like, and there's just that little partition. I like, nah, this isn't going to work for me at all.
Does he reach his hand under there?
It's not like that, Dell. Yeah. I don't want anybody in there.
Then what are you worried about?
Because I don't need somebody sitting right next to me dropping bombs.
Do you see his foot tapping and he slides under?
No, but you can see the shoe. Do you really want somebody sitting right next to you dropping bombs?
Did he do this?
Did he?
Underneath the stump?
You guys have no problems with taking dumps next to other people taking dumps.
I mean, it's
not
ideal.
That's not a weird thing for you.
It's not ideal, but I don't take the extreme measure that you do.
Okay, here's the deal then. If you know I'm in there, wait till I'm out.
I don't.
That's just the rule.
How do I know you're in there?
Can see my shoes.
I don't understand any of you. Like, Dell, I wait till I get home. What if you can't wait till you get home?
Well,
your bowels are telling you it's time.
I trained myself where I can't wait to get
home.
It's
time.
No, it's not time.
It's time.
No.
No.
I'm
gotta go.
I've trained.
I'm not going to wait till you get out. I'm not going to flush before I'm done. All of that.
You're not going to
just go to the bathroom.
You don't need to do courtesy flushes.
What are you talking about?
Just go to the bathroom.
What are you, an animal?
You are an animal.
Take
you
care
are
of your,
an,
and
but
then
an
wash
actual
your hands
animal.
And get out.
You're actually
actual
an animal. You don't
you're
do
a
courtesy
bad
flushes. You're terrible. Up
number
to the top
one.
Of the list. You don't even do courtesy flushes. Yeah. No one wants to smell your salami-infused poops.
Yeah.
No one wants to smell your microwave salami sandwich dump.
I hope it's terrible.
The combination of salami and Kraft Single and white bread
and I leave,
microwaved,
okay? Yeah.
It's terrible.
Uh-huh.
You're an awful person.
Yeah. No.
So here's what I do. I go get the key for the women's bathroom.
That's what they want. Walking in after you drop the bomb.
It's a Saturday. Probably no one's there.
Oh, but what if Sarah is? What if Esme's got to come in?
Why would Esme be here?
And do Esme stuff. I don't know. Maybe Gilbert's coming up and she's
got
to be
on a Saturday?
I don't know.
I got the key. She can't get in.
Then someone else from another office comes. Oh my God!
That's
there
the
was
concern.
A serial bomb dropper.
I can't
in here.
Believe NFL.com's Lance Zierlein is pooping in this bathroom.
Well, so if that ever happens, I've already got a plan where I'm going to lift my feet up so they can't see.
Oh,
the
what
shoes.
If they okay, now here's the thing: the lock doesn't work, and they open the door. There's you with your pants down, up on.
And I'll just say
that imagery.
I'll be out in a second.
Oh,
that image.
Now,
can you please leave? I don't want you dumping next to me.
This is a Larry David episode.
I know this is awkward, but could you close the door, please?
I don't prefer that you.
Larry,
next
what
to
were
me.
You doing in there? Okay.
I wasn't doing anything. And I've got my iPad
you know
with
what you,
me.
You know what you? She's going to say.
I'm playing poker.
You need some more
with
testosterone. Is what you need.
Well, so look, I missed my trip on Tuesday at a men's tea clinic, and so that's no problem. They said, come on in Friday, and you'll be 3 days outside of the, you know, outside of the norm, the range. So what they will do is they will typically increase dosage to catch my system up to where I'm back on the regular system, and that's what happens. Because I do the 1 week, But there are some people who do the 2 weeks. But the best results I've found are the 1 week. And they can explain all this to you if you like. At Men's T Clinic, what they want to do is, if your testosterone is low, and the only way you know is if you get tested, when your testosterone is low, it's a matter of getting those numbers back to quote-unquote normal, which was what it was in your 20s and your 30s. Once it's there, you have the same type of energy. You have the same type of libido. You have the same type of ability to process your food more quickly, to metabolize, and also to maintain lean muscle mass if you're working out. Your workouts will matter a lot more. Make sure that you go to the website, Men's T Clinic, read up on all the telltale signs and how the testosterone treatment can benefit you. But more importantly, stop in at one of the five locations, because you can get in and out quickly and you will get results and find out whether or not you are low in testosterone. And then you get the results of having your testosterone level at its optimal level so that you are living your best life. Men'sTClinic.com with five convenient locations all around Houston.
Yeah. 97.5. This is a Zadok.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3777. This is your last segment. You got to catch a plane?
Yeah, I got to. This is crazy. It's 50 minutes away from the airport's 50 minutes away from this training facility was actually highlighted on.
Yeah. It's a big, huge complex, isn't it?
They've got like 26 baseball and softball fields. Yeah. The mayor of this little town in Westfield said, hey, let's build the most badass, badass facility possible for football, for baseball, for basketball, for all these sports. And then let's bring in. And what's happened is all these youth sports, AAU basketball, and LeBron was here like a month ago at a big tournament here. The Little League, the baseball tournaments that are here, the travel teams, the softball, the football, they all come here, and it's been this huge economic boon for the city. They've been building hotels all over the place. It's kind of, and there's nothing else around here. It's kind of crazy. The only problem is it's 50 minutes from. It's like being in the Woodlands. Which, shout out to the Woodlands.
Oh, my God. Really? You have to drive 50 minutes to the airport and you're – what? Really?
Yeah.
I mean
– that's long. That's not,
are you kidding? You go to any major city and it's going to take you
– Well, this is 50 minutes. This is like 30 miles.
Right. Well, that's the only difference is you're in Indiana, so
I guess
you
that's
don't have
true.
All that traffic. Go to any New York airport. You better
It takes me 40 in Houston. It takes me 40 to 41. That's true.
Yeah. And then, God forbid, you catch traffic, and it could be
an hour and
40.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Waze very carefully because it's still even cutting.
It doesn't
leaving
matter.
Then, it's gonna be
there's a really good chance, even if you're looking at Waze, that you could screw this up.
I have plenty.
So Matthew Berry, this week is big fantasy week on ESPN. Matthew Berry, his biggest upside, number one, who he really has all kinds of faith in, is Baker Mayfield. Let me ask you this question.
He was outstanding at practice yesterday.
Was he?
Yes.
Now he can sling it. Is there any chance Sam Darnold has a better year?
Not fantasy wise. No, I think there's no
not fantasy wise.
Well, Sam is the highest quarterback that I've graded in 5 years at NFL. He's my highest rated guy, and I don't know that means he's going to be the best. But I like Sam Darnold a lot. He could end up having a really good season. I don't think the Jets are going to win more than the Browns, and I don't think his numbers are going to be better than Baker. So I don't know how, I could make an argument that Sam Darnold is going to have a better year. I could argue that Sam Darnold is going to have a substantially better year than last year, and that he's going to make a jump into that, conversation about hey, that people were talking about with Jared Goff in year two, like whoa, this is a lot better.
Well, if they see the expectations for the Browns are pretty damn high. The Jets are still they're the Jets. So if he exceeds expectations more than Baker, that's a real possibility.
Right.
That's a real possibility, which makes you, and we all know that's not, I'm not talking about MVP, but it's somebody who comes out of nowhere like Giannis this year. Did anybody expect, what were the odds on Giannis before the season started that he was going to be MVP? I mean, he and his team exceeded expectations. So, oh, he's the player du jour that we all love. And Sam Darnold's got to be a chance to be that guy this year.
I will say, now, he'll be the second most talented quarterback Gase has ever coached besides Peyton Manning. But Gase's quarterbacks, I mean, his reputation is built off the Peyton Manning year. But his quarterbacks haven't put up great numbers. Now, Darnold will be the best guy, but still, that would be my one thing. When has Gase ever had a quarterback put up big numbers when he wasn't an all-time great? So if you're looking for Sam Darnold, you got to believe in Adam Gase because he'll be calling plays.
Which is why we should believe in Jameis this year.
Because of Arians?
Yeah. I mean,
No coach. No coach can fix. Look, a quarterback is going to be a quarterback. A coach can only do so much. A coach can make them better, but Jameis has had a serial issue dating back to college with making bad decisions in space and throwing into dangerous territory. He just does. He's going to always have a lot of interceptions. Eli Manning, his whole career, has had a bunch of interceptions. Certain guys are going to be interceptions guys. I think Bruce Arians can help him, but he can't. But ultimately, Jameis is going to determine whether he is a success or a failure. I still think Jameis can play, but you know he's had decent talent. Like throwing to Mike Evans, if you get one number one wide receiver, you got to be better than Jameis was.
Yeah, no question. Who has a bigger year, Mariota or Jameis?
Ooh, man, that's a hard one. I would say I'm going to take a shot with Jameis though.
Well, and there's we're talking about this stuff. Matt LaFleur did nothing with Mariota. He gets a head coaching job, and we're supposed to believe that he is going to change everything back for Aaron Rodgers. I ain't buying it.
No.
I ain't buying it. He didn't do anything for Mariota, and he never called a play with the Rams. So I don't I'm selling my stock in the Packers this year.
Yeah, all right,
I
would too.
You got to go.
Yeah, but not before telling you about Texas Star Grill Shop. So it looks like August 24th, I'm going to be out at Texas Star Grill Shop. I have more details for you. The representative from Memphis Grill is coming in, and that is a high-end grill. I use that for steaks. I use it for briskets. I use it for ribs. I use it for slow smoking. I use it for temperature. If I want to get it up to 600-700 degrees, it can do that as well. This grill is phenomenal. It's truly it's got two different grates, one where you can have an open flame and the other one where it's indirect cooking, like if you're going to do the smoking. That's just one of many grills that they have. The Pits and Spits edition is off the charts. Yes, local company Pits and Spits, they're out there making the wood pellet grills, and it's with the same absolutely fantastic quality craftsmanship, and their wood pellet grill is one of the very best on the market. Traeger, one of the originators, they've got their second generation, and this thing is really incredible. Green Mountain has had a great product for years. I'm telling you right now, whether it's the Kamado Joe or whether it's the Big Green, and they've got the Big Green Egg now. They carry the large and extra large editions. Maybe you want the Weber gas grills. Maybe you're looking for a true Italian style pizza oven that gets up to 1,000 degrees in minutes, or maybe it's just one of these wood pellet grills where you can set the temperature and it stays there the entire time. Texas Star Grill Shop has it. They've got the best rubs. They've got championship caliber rubs and marinades. I've got the activated charcoal that I'm using, the carnivore, for my brisket to create that great crust, and also on steaks. I mean, when you go in, the butcher paper, get your butcher paper there. They've got Wagyu steak at cost. Make sure that you head into 2045 Southwest Freeway, that location, or out there in Spring off Louetta, at either one of the locations for any of your barbecuing needs. And when you step in, don't be intimidated. You just start asking the questions, or they'll ask the questions of you. You give the answers, and they'll help you find exactly what is going to help turn you into a barbecue aficionado. And if you're already really great at it, they can take you to the next level. TexasStarGrillShop.com, a great summer grill sale going on right now. Do not hesitate. Get the best grills at the best prices at Texas Star Grill Shop.